I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News. The public is invited to a memorial service for Colorado Springs resident Donald Stratton tomorrow. Stratton passed away earlier this month at age 97. He was one of the last remaining survivors of the USS Arizona when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor in 1941. 1,100 Arizona crew members were killed in the attack. The service will be held at 10 a.m. at the Rocky Mountain Calvary Chapel in Colorado Springs. His family has asked that attendees wear red, white, and blue, and Hawaiian shirts. A new report finds home prices in Colorado Springs rose faster than nearly anywhere else in the country last quarter. Dan Boyce has more.
The Federal Housing Finance Agency found home prices in the Springs surged up 11% in the fourth quarter last year, compared with the year before. Only Boise, Idaho, had a larger increase at nearly 13%. Compare the Springs' 11% leap to just under 6% growth for the Denver metro area, though Denver's housing market still remains much more expensive overall.
That's Dan Boyce reporting. Colorado voters will decide whether or not they want gray wolves to be introduced back into the state this fall, but El Paso County commissioners have already made their stance clear. The board unanimously declared its opposition to the initiative with a resolution describing wolves as threats to livestock and the health and physical safety of residents and tourists. They join a large number of ranchers and other interests in opposing the initiative. Supporters say the wolves would help restore ecological balance and control elk herds. This is KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.